Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Don't you just love how news channels play over and over again disturbing footage of whatever has happened in the news, as if it wasn't bad enough to see the first time? I reflect on Gaddafi's capture and execution last year and how one news channel played the footage over and over and over again. The scenes someone captured on their mobile phone of the mob after they dragged Gaddafi from out of the drain he'd crawled into, hauling him off, beating him, bloody-faced, the hysteria as Gaddafi yelled out, "This is against our religion," and their reply, "Shut up, you dog." And then his corpse afterwards. The brutality, the inhumanity. Oh, sure, it can be argued he got what he had coming. Sure, people can justify it, but can we ever justify any form of inhumanity? One Indonesian girl watching in horror reminded me of the riots in her own country, said those people who beat him up and execute him became just like him. Wow, what a good point. What did Jesus do when the mobs hauled him off? And I'm sure it was probably in the same manner. In fact, the Bible records it as being over a much longer period, more graphic, more brutal, the beating, the whipping, the mocking, the rioting, the inhumanity, the shocking method of execution, which drew out his death by hours and hours, total chaos and insanity. And the Bible records what Jesus said. It wasn't, "This is against Christianity." It was, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Forgive them." Time and time again, we're reminded of the God of the Bible, a God of love, not hate. What he went through to give us eternal life and how it is a free gift to be saved. We can't work for it. We can't make ourselves good enough for it. All we have to do is confess with our mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts God raised him from the dead, and we shall be saved. Amazing. I'm Aaron Wright.